Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're kicking off the second hour of the program. You are invited to join us on the radio, where you can take control of the airwaves here. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, some piracy news. Chris is going to share that with us. But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts first. Plus, it is Black Friday, and normally on Black Friday, we talk about Black Friday because there's usually like fights in the stores and all kinds of, you know, crazy stuff going on. Was this Black Friday as eventful as previous ones? We can get into that coming up here. And if you want to share your experience, maybe
people having virtual fights.
Maybe. Well, if you went out and shopped today and you want to observe what it was like and share that with us, feel free to call in or bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We have Andrew in Tennessee listening to WGOW there in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah. A while back, you guys were talking about how people tend to go, either be libertarian to go left or right further. And it reminded me of an article that I read. It was dated 2013 about the prevalence of infectious diseases in authoritarian countries. Or can I say more? Anyways. So I'm curious as to your guys' thoughts. Like, do you think that that's probably one of the reasons why people are going more left and more right because of this COVID thing and the whole what they call parasite theory kind of driving people's emotions to the point where they want more structure and limitations and, unfortunately, authoritarian-like structures? I'll leave it at that.
Hold on. Oh, don't leave. I don't know if I understand the question. Can you kind of rephrase it?
Yeah, I was curious if you guys have heard about it or what are your thoughts on. Do you believe that this COVID-19 has been one of the main factors to drive people further into their political domains, whether it be left or right, because of the structures that this parasite or this infectious diseases has caused by the government laying out certain rules or whatever? I mean, this article talked about how these countries that have are high prevalence of infectious diseases tend to become more authoritarian or totalitarian because of that. And the people like will fall into that line because like, hey, this invisible thing is going to kill us. We got to do what the government says. And so they tend to be leaning more that direction where they were not beforehand. So I was think maybe you guys
I think that people are definitely more embracing of authoritarianism now than ever, but it's been a lot of work. I mean, the government gang has laid a lot of groundwork over generations for this. I mean, this isn't just something that hit all of a sudden. The government has been running the schools for, you know, I don't know how many generations now, and they've been indoctrinating people that you have to do what you're told, you have to follow authority, you have to trust the police, and, you know, you got to participate in the system, and we are the government, and there's just all this, you know, sort of brainwashing that's been going on over time to produce these sort of docile people. The government school system in the United States is called the Prussian model of education, and it is based on the idea of turning out sort of these worker drones that don't really question reality.
By crushing the life out of them while they're in school.
Right. And getting them used to, you know, oh, when the bell rings, you're off your shift, and, you know, when the lights turn off, you have to be quiet. And, like, there's all kinds of things that are just hammered into people's heads that you have to get a job and stay with that job and have a career and get married and, you know, have kids and get, have a retirement and you have to go to college. And there's all these things that they tell people they've got to do.
You know what's funny is I don't know if this was in high school or college, it might have been college, but I think I actually had a class that we talked about this very thing about how the system has been designed effectively to create factory workers. Like, that was the purpose.
They admitted that in a government class?
Yeah, it's like a sociology kind of class. And that was kind of, you know, we talked about like the different schooling, you know, methods of schooling,
right,
and how the system hasn't kept up with effectively the way kids are schooled hasn't kept up with what is needed by the marketplace, I guess.
Right.
Were they ever interested in what was needed by the marketplace?
Well,
increasing their own
the
power?
Market effectively needed drones during, mm-hmm, you know, the industrial revolution, because
drones were never more economically productive than smart people.
Well,
people who are
obedient and do what they're
told.
They
might have made more money for somebody else.
That's the point.
Right.
The somebody else's don't go to government school. The kids are the somebody else's. The kids are the corporate owners, the doctors, the lawyers.
I mean,
they go to the rich kids' schools. They go to the private schools or homeschooled or whatever.
There's something to be said about, you know, the efficiencies and effectiveness of an economy that is reliant on, you know, manual labor, and you need a lot of manual labor in order to make it efficient.
We're not just talking about manual labor. When we say worker drones, that may have been, you know, that may have called up visions of manual labor in the 1800s when the Prussian system sort of came about and was implemented. But a worker drone just means somebody who plugs into the system, doesn't question the circumstances of their life, doesn't question any of things that they've been told by the government. They're completely within the structure that they have been set into, and they never break out from it.
Yep.
So with all of those strictures being laid into place, and with the sort of the education system encouraging people to don't take a risk, right? Oh, you don't want to start your own business. That's risky. Mm. You just want to go work a job.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? Work for somebody else. Make that other person wealthy. Do what, you know, pick one side or the other, Republican or Democrat. Don't ever venture outside of any of the things that we tell you, right?
Mm.
And then they tell them, oh, well, now we're going to tell you to stay at home because it's for your own good and you trust us because we raised you. We educated you. You believe in us. You believe in authority.
I think the virus is basically just yet another excuse that politicians are using to justify crackdowns.
Absolutely.
And it's
always
not
something
it's,
the war
they
on
just
drugs.
Have
war
to,
on terror.
Right.
Terror.
They have to switch from one thing to another
right.
in order to keep us obedient, basically.
This is even better than a war on terror, because the difference between what
is a war in terror.
So when the war on terror came about,
I don't know if this has been as effective in some ways as the war on terror.
Didn't force everybody to stay home during the war on terror.
They didn't, but they
air travel didn't stop.
I certainly don't feel afraid of talking about this issue.
He just dropped. Thank you, Paul.
Relative to, you know, after 9/11, I would be deathly afraid to talk about 9/11 on 9/11 because.
Oh, really? We talked about it.
Oh, maybe you did, but you're also around people who are not going to kill you.
So you were in New Jersey.
I would not be as afraid to talk about this issue amongst people who disagree with me than I would be to talk about 9/11 on 9/11.
Yeah, I remember my parents got really upset at me on 9/11 because I basically said, well, if you go around making random wars with random countries,
that's what I
sooner
would do.
Or later somebody's going to hit you in the face and you got it coming.
That's exactly what I'd be afraid to say on 9/11.
Yeah.
To other people, to normal people, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely would not say that.
But the
I definitely would not be afraid to say, you know, to normal people that, you know, COVID is... I wouldn't say it's fake, but it's COVID is being used as an excuse at least.
But the effects of the fear have been much greater.
I would agree. They've been much more successful.
In 2001, 2002, you didn't see a huge drop in the economy. You didn't see businesses shutting down left and right.
That's not what they were doing then.
I understand
that. I don't think that's necessarily more fear. Like, most of the people that I've talked to about this, or a lot of the people that I've talked to about this, I mean, it's almost like they don't see the importance of it. They're like, yeah, it all seems to be kind of weird and
nonsensical. What do you mean they say they don't see the importance
matter.
Of it? What do you mean when you say they don't see the importance of it? What is it? What are you referring to?
Well, the importance of what they're doing.
The government crackdown?
Yeah. That's really what
they're
I
just
see.
Shrugging it
because
off. They're just like, I've lost my job and it's no big deal.
Well, of course, I'm talking to the people who have jobs, because the people who don't have jobs aren't, you know, working somewhere where I'm going to find them and talk to them. Mostly I end up talking to cashiers and such, but, you know, most of them do seem like, you know, they're vaguely aware that they're not getting the truth. They just don't.
They don't
really
care.
Seem to care.
It's, you know, and the question is, so what is the objective, right? Like what's the objective of creating all this fear and exploiting it, right? Who's winning? Who's profiting from this?
I mean,
and it seems like there is a consolidation, into larger corporations that are owned by probably people at the top.
Yeah.
Probably is the objective.
The billionaires have doubled in wealth.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying that is what's happening, but it seems like it might be what's going on.
There are some very specific industries who are benefiting here.
Absolutely.
Quest Diagnostics.
And at the cost of a lot of
testing.
Smaller businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. 855-450 free like freedom.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop is beautiful blonde. Coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the border collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in
Bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. What was Black Friday like today? Usually there's a ton of stories about people fighting over cheap merchandise in store aisles, but not so much this year, at least not that I've seen. What have you seen? And actually, did you go out in real life to see it? Because what the news reports on isn't always what's really happening. So it's Ian Nobody and Chris in the studio here tonight. I want to let you know that Bitcoin.com has a great getting started area over there. Now, by the way, the price of Bitcoin has taken a bit of a tumble in the last 2 days or so. Currently, it's just over $17,000 per Bitcoin after scraping an all-time high earlier this week. It is now down just a little bit. Go to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and that's where you can learn a lot more about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. If you haven't taken the time to get the basics about crypto, this is the place to go and do it. Bitcoin.com. Crypto is not going to go away anytime soon, probably not in our lifetimes and lifetimes beyond that. You can go and learn more, though. Bitcoin.com, if you don't need to learn the basics, they got detailed information over at news.bitcoin.com about what's happening in the world of cryptocurrency. If you've been wanting to learn how to split the new Bitcoin ABC, Bitcoin Cash ABC from Bitcoin Cash, this recent schism that happened, I think Bitcoin.com, the news section, just published a how-to story about that. So,
oh, nice. I actually need to do that.
Nope, it's there.
Oh, I thought the split, like, they were mining empty blocks and then it, like, died or something.
Nope, yep. No, it has not died.
It's not died.
There was a hostile miner that was mining empty blocks for a few days to kind of clog the network. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a mess, but it did make it. It's still technically alive. So if you want to get yours, you can do that.
Like many cryptos, reports of its death have been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, so we continue here. Let's talk to Bad Slave. He's in New Hampshire watching us on our Twitch feed over at Twitch. LRN.FM. Go ahead, Batslave.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk to Chris because, you know, I'm a little older than him. I'm about to turn 69. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've maintained a position for most of my life. That, you know, I everything I can remember, at least, that says that you know, that people are, you know, for the most part, good.
Mm-hmm.
And here you have Chris telling us that 98% of people are bad. And so my question for Chris is, so, you know, do you approach every person that you encounter, the strangers? Do you approach them as if they're bad?
No, of course not. I'll do the exact opposite, actually.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'll do the opposite because it's, you know, you shouldn't assume the worst in everybody. You should probably assume the best and then expect the worst.
What?
You know, I think there must be a mistake there because in my interaction, and I'm a gregarious person. I love people, and I'm out there talking to folk all the time. And you know, occasionally you get a bad apple that you just get a bad reaction to. And you know, I may even generate some of that just because I'm unusual, but my experience is that having bad expectations is what actually produces bad results.
If you expect the worst, then anything that isn't bad is going to be a good thing, and it'll come kind of as a surprise, and it'll boost your spirit a bit.
Spirit.
I think that you're correct.
I would rather be surprised that somebody is doing something good and have expected something bad, but not assume that they were bad.
I expect people to be good in general, and that's what I see. I mean, I see people being good in general.
Well,
you use the term monster to describe 98% of people,
right. Yeah.
And then you turn around and you say that you expect...
Most people are voting... Okay, of the people voting... voting anyway, are voting for Trump
doesn't make them a monster.
Or Biden. I mean, how can you?
That's how you judge whether someone's a monster. I consider a monster to be somebody who likes.
It's not how they're voting. It's
a monster
exactly.
is a person who kidnaps
person
and rapes and murders. I mean,
they're voting for war. They're voting for murder. They're literally voting for murderers. Yeah, they are. I'm sorry. I disagree. I think people are voting for basically the lesser of two monsters. And they themselves are, you know, supporting these people.
Hey, how about another take at it, Chris? The fact is that, that most people, they're generating ignorance these days. And they've been doing that for some decades. I've battled against it myself, and I do a lot. Our job as promoting liberty is basically being an informant on reality. And here you are just imagining all these bad people. I think there's a lot of apparently bad people because people. There is a lot of people like you, Chris, that start out, thinking every 98% people are monsters. Like, that's just crazy.
I don't know. The way I look at it is like voting. Okay, you put people in a situation where there are no good choices, Basically, you can vote for evil, or you can vote for evil, or you can vote and know you're going to lose.
Yeah, but people aren't
just... There are no good choices there.
Right.
Anybody placed in a situation where there are no good choices will make a bad choice.
So the problem is that people aren't just voting for Trump or voting for Joe Biden. They're supporting him as well. Like, if it was people just voting for the lesser of two evils, I'd be like, okay, I wouldn't necessarily say you're a monster. But if you're voting for somebody and you actually support that person who is a monster, how does that not make you a monster?
Well, it's just a vote. Man.
If you're supporting,
it's
them,
not just a vote. I mean, you're literally supporting murder.
Worse,
you're literally enacting.
Murderers versus
murderers.
So where's your choice? Where's your non-murderer choice? Where's your non-psychopath choice?
Well, there's probably
is none.
I don't know.
I
voted for you. I voted for you, nobody.
I voted for me, too. But the thing is, I voted for me knowing I was going to lose.
Yeah, and so did I.
So those are your choices.
What's your point? Yeah, I think there is a choice.
Vote for evil or lose.
But again,
I can understand why people choose the lesser of two evils.
No, I didn't say I don't understand that. I said I do understand why people are choosing the lesser of two monsters. But that doesn't... And I'm not saying those people are monsters. What I'm saying is that most people
are supporting...
Well,
yeah, you are. You're saying 98% of people are
monsters. Most people are voting for and supporting, I think, these people who are monsters.
That doesn't mean that they're monsters, dude. Anyway, Bad Sleep, thanks for trying with them. I appreciate it. It's not going to work. Toll free number is 855-453.
That's a strong word to use.
That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I mean, most people would consider monsters to be like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Monsters kind of have to be outliers because that's what the word means.
Right. I think most people are ignorant of what they're voting for, and they think things about government that we don't believe.
That's true.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. I mean, as long as you keep your mask on, everybody keep their mask on and stuff and stay distanced, I think everything should be all right. I don't expect a lot of people to come out today.
Those comments from a shopper in New York, courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The pandemic may be keeping some Black Friday shoppers from stores, but online sales are continuing to soar. Over $5 billion has been spent online, which is up 22% from last year. Ahead of two key Senate runoffs, President Trump says he'll be visiting the Peach State.
We're going to have a tremendous crowd. They're looking for the right site. Probably we'd love to take one of the big stadiums, but you can't because of the COVID. So we'll have an outdoor form of probably an airport. Most likely it's an airport. They're looking for the biggest space. And we'll have, you know, tens of thousands of people show up.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump's campaign on Friday lost its appeal in a legal battle to contest Pennsylvania's already certified election results. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling. A media watchdog organization claims if voters were aware of stories that were ignored by the media, President Trump would have won re-election. It cites the president's Mideast peace deal and 33.1% economic growth since June as examples of stories ignored by the media. The survey found that 17% of people who cast ballots for Biden would have changed their vote if they had been aware of one or more of these important stories. That's according to the Media Research Center. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us on the radio waves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Join the Matrix chat server where you can join our troll army. Actually, they're not. They're not our troll army. They would probably never do anything we ask them to.
Oh my God! No, they'll do the opposite of what we ask.
Right? Maybe we should use reverse.
That's what trolls do.
We're gonna have to. Yeah, that's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna have to start talking about how we need to go to war, and then maybe they'll start promoting peace.
Well, so I said to the guy, "It's not the bridge I want. It's the troll."
You can get over there at chat.lrn.fm, chat servers there 24 hours a day. It is a Matrix chat server, which means it's self-hosted, which means that self-hosted means we host it, not Facebook or whatever other massive networks, Twitter and all that nonsense. We are out of that. We do technically have a Twitter for as long as they want to, you know, keep the site there. But we also have decentralized social media such as Mastodon, which is way better, over at toot.freetalklive.com. So check that out and jump on our chat server. Go to chat.lrn.fm. Both Mastodon and the Matrix chat are what they call federated, which means that you can connect to those servers from other servers as well. So it's pretty cool stuff. Head over there to chat.lrn.fm. Okay, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've got other news here. Chris, I know you had a piracy-related story that we can get into. Also, we can talk about Black Friday. The media is saying that crowds are thin at malls and stores. However...
Well, that's an improvement because they've been getting corpulent.
Yeah, right. That's a great point. Malls have been dying over the last couple of decades. So we can talk more about Black Friday as well. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Chris, do you have the piracy-related story that
I
you
do.
Want to share tonight?
So, yeah, there's a interesting story from Torrent Freak, and it's... You know, this feels very much like kind of what we've been talking about, you know, in relation to COVID and, you know, just the demands that are being asked of, you know, that are being asked, you know, businesses shutting down and, you know, a lot of heavy-handed, you know, actions, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So the title of the story is Anti-Piracy Coalition Seeks Powerful New Tools to Tackle IPTV Piracy in the EU. So for those who don't know what IPTV is, it's basically just saying internet television. So
is that different from YouTube?
Yeah, so it's like basically traditional cable television
just delivered
or broadcast
over IP?
Television, but delivered over the internet.
Okay.
So you're getting channels. You're subscribing to channels from usually when they use the word IPTV, it's they're unauthorized
streams.
So they're, okay. they're companies that are setting up basically a cable, but an internet-based cable television service,
mm-hmm.
Where you can basically get, you know, ABC and NBC.
So
and
you're talking about what
Disney
they would
and whatever.
You're talking about what they would describe as linear content.
Yep.
Meaning when you... Kids, back in the day, you turn on the TV, and if you didn't tune in at 8 o'clock on the dot, you missed the start of the show.
Exactly.
Right? You're talking about that kind of thing, where it's just
exactly.
The programming goes on 24 hours a day. You're not choosing what shows to watch. You're only choosing the channel, and then you see whatever the channel shows.
Absolutely.
So you're saying there's live-streamed video content called IPTV, and it's big
right.
in Europe?
It's big around the world.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely big in Europe, and there's also, like, I don't know if people have recall, like, the late 90s, they started introducing, like, pay-per-view and things of that nature, so
oh, yeah.
there's probably sort of similar sorts of things, probably, but without actually having to pay for it, too, but it's more like a traditional cable television
system. Okay, let's get into the story.
So, the Audiovisual Anti-Piracy Alliance, which counts major TV broadcast sports rights holders and content security
okay, this
companies.
This is about sports. Because I know, I'm
absolutely
not going to say who,
sports.
But one of our co-hosts has, he's like a sports guy. You know, it's what he likes to do.
He has one of these devices, huh?
I don't know if he has a device specifically, but he knows of, like, websites where he can go and
watch
NFL games
yep.
that you're not supposed to see. Unless you have...
I don't get the sports ball thing.
It's everybody's got their hobbies.
I don't
know,
but...
I mean, it's not for me, but, you know, everybody's got a hobby, right?
Yeah,
some
yeah,
people
yeah.
it's reading books, some people it's playing video games, some people they want to watch other people play games. And in fact, there's a lot of people these days that watch other people play video games. That's now
I don't
a thing.
Get that either. But hey, you know,
it's a huge thing.
It is. I know it is.
Yeah.
And it's to each his own is
sure.
just kind of my perspective
right.
on things. I don't have any grudges or anger issues against people who have different you know, ideas of fun than
yeah,
I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what this is focusing on, right? Like
yeah.
illegal streams. Because
yep,
there's
absolutely.
IPTV that's legal, right? Like
right.
If you're ordering it from Comcast
I mean,
or something.
Theoretically, like yeah, Comcast would be providing probably IPTV streams as well. They
yeah.
just won't use the word IPTV probably.
They have some marketing.
But it's the
term
same
for it.
Technology
yeah.
kinda
okay.
or similar technology behind the scenes, you know, doing this.
This is the equivalent of sort of voice over IP for classic telephone lines.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's basically just cable television over the internet.
Got it.
But it's being set up by unauthorized
right.
entities, so they're not paying
pirates.
Royalties
well,
and licenses.
Good.
Yeah, that's my that's kind of my view on it too. So they're basically trying to introduce all these measures in Europe, and it's actually really disturbing because they've already got, I believe anyway, I'm almost 95% sure that they passed what was a take down, stay down, or something similar. Basically what that is when you go to upload content to like YouTube or similar,
mm-hmm.
it will look for what you're uploading and it will keep it. And we already have this even before that law is implemented, but
it will stop you from uploading stuff that is basically, you know, the big companies like Disney are saying that's right. Our content, right?
Right. So it can recognize the, you know, the video content basically and say,
well,
oh, that matches Pinocchio. You're not allowed to upload that.
Yeah. The problem with these systems is that they don't really work that well. So when you try to upload content that's completely unique and your own, it also gets censored
really?
In the process. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so most YouTubers have a real difficult time uploading content, and they have to go and edit stuff, you know, edit that content in order to get it to go around the filters, even though it was, you know, all unique content effectively.
And this is not, I think, something that creators really want.
Oh, no, it's
like,
definitely not.
I have never written a piece of code and thought and been upset that somebody used it because they didn't.
Know. Some creators are upset
they didn't,
about
there
that.
Are
didn't
some, pay. But
think
I mean,
about Metallica
there are some.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Remember with
yeah.
Napster?
I mean, there are people like that.
But most of the
me, it's just like if I create something, I want people to see,
to see it.
I want people
mm-hmm.
to
right.
use it.
Right. And but the problem is most of the people who are creators are trying to get their content out there, and it's really mm-hmm. the cartels, the big companies mm-hmm. like Disney, the seven big Hollywood studios, right, that own most of the copyrights. Mm-hmm. When it comes to films and music, and
right.
those are the guys, you know, the people at the very
and
top
that's who's behind
all the
what
money,
you're talking about.
They're the ones who want this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's
that's
know,
another
it's
one. People always blame that on the Jews, and it's like Walt Disney was a horrible anti-Semite.
Yeah. So they've been successful in some of this regards. So these include real-time stream takedown tools. So that's really disturbing. So basically they're basically handing real-time stream takedown tools are effectively saying we can block content, not just that's been posted to the internet, but we're handing Disney the control and companies like that the control to censor any content that's being streamed or any website or any IP address. And
how?
Not only is that censoring
that's
the content for them,
works.
But they're censoring the content for everybody else that might be using that server, too, potentially.
So how would this work? Would it be that, like,
so the UK
find
is,
a...
Oh, well, this is the other disturbing part. So the UK, they've already done this, right? And it's not EU-wide, but it's certainly being done in the UK. And one of the ways they're doing this, and some of this is leaked out, but they're basically monitoring every single connection that you make to any website.
Uh-huh.
In the process. They have to monitor every single connection you make to any website in order to implement these sorts of live
censoring.
Don't
yeah,
they
censorship.
Have SSL out there?
Hold that thought. We'll continue here in just a moment. 855-450-FREE. They're saying they want these tools, not that they already...
They already got them in some places,
all right, more
but
the
they
way.
Want to spread them.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive
moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about IP television and piracy. New tools are being demanded by these various different so-called intellectual property rights holders, the music groups, the TV, the Hollywood types, and Chris is going to continue with that story from Torrent Freak here in just a moment. Also, want to say thanks to Chris, who's a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Chris is a supporter to a large number. Platinum users are $25 a month that they're sending into the app program.
Thanks, Chris.
We only ask not. It's not you. Well, you support us in different ways, Chris. Yeah. Thank you for being here. But Chris, not
it feels
this Chris.
It feels like you're talking to me, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of funny.
One of the Chris's in the world, this one who is the Platinum Amplifier. We appreciate it. If you want to join the AMP program, it's $5 a month. That's all we ask for. Chris is doing at least five times that amount, so thanks, man. I really appreciate that. But if you just do the $5, you get all kinds of cool perks and benefits. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com.
And pennies, too.
Yep, it makes a big difference when you do that because it helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, including the ideas of ending intellectual property laws, which is ultimately like what I think we would all want to see, right? I mean, I can I speak for everybody on that one?
Yeah.
We all agree with ending intellectual property laws?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Information wants to be free.
Indeed. And the evidence of that is the fact that if somebody puts a football game online, then, you know, there's, or if there is a football game available, somebody is going to put it online. More than one person probably are going to stream it. And these companies really don't like that. And they're trying to use whatever they're saying here. They want new tools, new
monitoring and censorship tools. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to get into exactly, I don't want to go too far into the weeds, but I want to kind of get an idea for how this might work. So hold that thought, but let's go first to your calls and thoughts here, where we have Breaking the Flaw on the line here. And I don't know if
Breaking the Flaw.
The AMP, by the way, if you want to join AMP, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Breaking the Flaw. Joe is here. He is one of our newest movers up here to New Hampshire, and he's been super active doing a lot of First Amendment audits, constantly live streaming from various different events. You were out with us last weekend at the governor's house. You did a two-hour-long live stream. So, you know, Vincent, who's one of our former co-hosts, he did a nice little 8-minute summary video. But if you want to see the entire event, you can actually watch it from your perspective, Breaking the Flaw, over on your channel on YouTube.
I've seen some of your content. You've done some amazing work, I think.
Yeah, I try. You know,
so what's going
really
on tonight?
Depending on how they react to me.
Yeah, so what's happening?
So today I went up to Lincoln, New Hampshire, and I went to go talk with the restaurant owner that got fined twice because he had two people playing guitars and performing, and
what?
They weren't wearing masks.
My God! The world is ending.
I know. God forbid you get to see people's facial expressions nowadays, right? Especially those performing. Right? The ones that you're trying to get entertained by.
It's like the Baptists back in the day trying to, oh my God, they're dancing.
Right. That's pretty funny.
That's also not allowed, by the way. Dancing is prohibited in licensed liquor establishments by the Liquor Commission.
Or the Jefferson Memorial in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they took co-cash out.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I went to the restaurant and I just wanted to ask a few questions on how it went down, and I guess they were a couple. So not only were they, you know, they might have been within 6 feet, but they're going home together later that night.
That's more crazy.
Wow. Lucky they haven't outlawed that yet.
Oh, God. You know, they're outlawing, you know, being a human at this point. It's absolutely disgusting. But, you know, earlier in the night, before I actually got to go and interview the owner, I was in Lincoln and I was doing my little exploration, did an audit on the police station.
Nice.
A cop blocked traffic and got within 2 feet of my face without a mask.
Wow.
So you want to talk about the state trying to mandate what these mask rules and everything? But what about your own employees?
Yeah, do as we say, not as we do.
This is a common intimidation tactic that I've seen in New Hampshire personally, firsthand, with cops coming up to you and getting in your face, and then saying you got up to them and got in their face.
Get that camera out of my face,
right? It's like you came to me.
You got your camera in my face. Yeah. You got your face in my camera.
Now,
two great tastes that taste great together.
Breaking the Flaw, I do have the story here from WHDH Boston TV saying that the White Mountain Tavern in Lincoln is being targeted with a $1,000 fine for allegedly hosting a musical performance last weekend where two guitarists performed too close together and customers sat shoulder to shoulder at the bar. Now,
oh my God, almost like they liked each other.
Interestingly, it says here that the owner plans to appeal the fine. So,
good.
Oh, that's awesome. Good.
Were you able to learn more about the situation?
Well, I do know that the owner is a liberty lover, right? Mm. He's part of the Free State Project, and he's been to Pork Fest.
Cool.
If you want to see my little interview, I did a couple-minute interview with him. I didn't want to waste too much of his time. But, you know, they're just a couple. And actually, one of the patrons there is the one that complained. The AG, they called the Attorney General over this. This is not a society.
We were just complaining to the AG the other day.
He wasn't listening, though.
How dare you?
And by that, you mean we were outside of his house.
Yeah, literally outside his
house. Yeah, we weren't snitching.
Now, we didn't actually go onto his property, but the wife wasn't happy. Yeah. And she certainly was like, get off my property. We're not
and
on your property.
Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yeah, interestingly, they say during the video that the attorney general actually owned the property on the other side of the road, as well as like a couple of adjacent properties as well. So they have a large section of land, but it's ironic that, you know, they might have thought that was going to protect them, but ultimately, because the state has a road that goes through the property, there is public property that goes through their property. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, it was the state that allowed us to have this protest. What it was effectively was right in the middle of their land.
Yeah, it's also interesting that, and I don't think we've really talked about this, but there's a couple things. There's the easement on the side of the roads, which technically enabled us to park on the side of the road right next to their house.
Even though they tried to claim that we couldn't,
right.
And then we pushed back and we're like, yeah, we know about easements, so what are you going to do?
There's also something called in use and
current use.
I don't know.
Use.
We don't know 100% of the details on it, but it's generally this idea that you, if you put your property effectively into current use or you get it into current use, other people are allowed to basically walk on that land, hike on that land, and so on.
And the reason why property owners do this is because they get a huge property tax discount on current use.
Right. Yeah. So what I thought, though, was interesting is that if it is the case that they can't tell you to get off their property in that case,
then they're in a current jam.
They're currently violating the rules under which they're in use, assuming she's on the deed, I guess, to that property, then she may have actually jeopardized the in-use status if you can't post signs and so on.
Hmm.
So it would be interesting. Now, I don't know how you would get that tax status changed.
Call the attorney general.
But, yeah, especially when it's the attorney general, it probably has to do something about it.
It would be hilarious to snitch him out to himself, though.
I'm pretty sure
and you can do that without technically snitching.
I'm pretty sure that's the town, nobody. It's the town.
You know, it was kind of funny, though, over in Lincoln, when I went to Lincoln PD, they said the cop confronted me because I was, like, snooping around. He said, like, you know, on the property. I was listening.
Isn't that what they do?
There's no sign. There's no signage that says I couldn't be there. Right. And I told him, like, he was like, hey, what if someone came up on your private property? I was, would you have a problem with it? I'm like, yes, because I have it clearly marked, no trespassing. So he needs to make it clearly marked that I can't be there.
Yeah, that's what his law says.
Well, it's not private property, buddy. It's the state's police agency. So you can
analogy, right?
Yeah, you can poke around there all you want to, and as you pointed out, if there's no actual prohibition on you being in a place, then there's no reason you can't be there.
Yeah,
several police stations I've done in the past actually have put up signs afterwards.
I believe it.
The Woonsocket police put up huge fences and signs everywhere because of
it. That's what they did for us at the jail back when.
Thinking the same thing.
Yeah, that when nobody and I got arrested along with 10 other people out of the jail, the Trespassive 12, as we were called at the time, they had just built the jail, and we used to walk around the old jail all the time. We had no issue going there and literally just walking around the jail, waving signs and, you know, protesting there. So that's what we did at the new jail. They called cops out and arrested all of us the first time we did this, and then they put up signs saying you can't walk past this this point.
I saw Ridley get like in trouble once for walking on the path where everyone's running by and stuff. They gave him a stink and it was a woman's prison.
Yeah, I went and filmed the next day because they trespassed him there, and we did a video on it. And they didn't they responded to us by making the women go inside, unfortunately. But it's definitely he had the right to be there.
Checking out Joe there over at Breaking the Flaw on YouTube. Definitely appreciate your call and thanks for the activism, man. Appreciate you keeping up the good work out there. Toll free number tonight is 855-450 free like freedom. We got a full hour to go. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airways. More on piracy, plus your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Sounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.